Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
This Wendy Williams story keeps getting weirder and weirder. If you don't know this, Wendy Williams is currently under a conservatorship, and she's being held at a facility somewhere in New York City where she said the average age is like people in their 80s. She's like, I'm young and I'm very sentient. Like, I shouldn't be here. But a judge had ruled that she was cognitively impaired. And so that's why she's in this facility. But she's like, no, I'm literally fine. Get me out of here. So there was recently a documentary that there was recently an interview that she did with TMZ where she's like, I'm here. I want to get out. I shouldn't be here. And now this is the most recent development in this case where she's recently been taken to the hospital, but it all follows a very weird situation where she dropped something out of her window to get some help. So Wendy Williams was taken from her assisted living facility to a hospital after a wellness check was done by the New York Police Department. And reportedly, according to news outlets, she had dropped a note out of her window that said, help, Wendy, And that's it. We don't know.
So it's like, so she essentially request, it's not like somebody saw something and they called the police on her. It was like her actions, like, I need help. That's why the cop showed up.
I think it was a couple of weeks ago where she was holding a sign up in the same apartment in the window when all the paparazzi were around that was saying, help me or save me or something.
Yeah, she did an interview from the window, from that room, the time that she held the sign up. And then, I mean, she seemed fine. Everybody who was interviewing her said she seemed like herself. They couldn't feel anything wrong with her. So this whole situation is really odd.
Is she hoping to start a Free Wendy movement, like the Free Britney movement?
I mean, I hope so. But, I mean, we don't know anything since she dropped that note and got sent to the hospital. We don't know what her condition is. We just know that she got taken out. And I wonder, because I wonder if she knew if she did that, they would take her out of that facility because if you can't get medical help in the living facility that you're in that is designed for people that are obviously going through some health struggles, mm-hmm. what is happening behind those closed doors to where you feel like you need to go to outside help to be able to get out of that facility to get whatever she needed? Who knows if she even needed medical care? What if she just wanted to get out? She's like, I'm asking for help, or they're not feeding me, or something sketch is going on.
Well, I think from what it sounded like from the interviews is that She wants to be free. She's bored out of her mind. She's hanging out with a bunch of 90-year-olds. They had put her in the memory care unit. She was holding herself up in her room. So I mean, if we're going to do some like speculation right now, maybe the facility was taking care of her as far as like from a health standpoint, but she's just like, she wants her freedom, and this was the only way for her to get her freedom.
Yeah, maybe she thought if she went to a hospital and explained what was going on, she'd be able to get another step out. But yeah, we don't know what's going on with her, so hopefully she's doing okay, and hopefully we get some more details about her condition soon. But two other people that want to be free are Eric and Lyle Menendez, and I really feel like after that Ryan Murphy show came out, Monsters, and there was kind of this resurgence of support mm-hmm. for the brothers, I really thought that, you know, the DA was going to kind of see all the support and the sides that people have been taking, seeing the abuse that they suffered at the hands of their parents. And, you know,
say that they've served enough time and get them out. But now there's a new district attorney in LA that just started this year, and he says he does not want them free. He's actually gone on the record and says that he would oppose the resentencing of Eric and Lyle Menendez, saying they have not fully accepted the responsibility of the 1989 murders of their parents.
Yeah, this is such a good example of how the news cycle comes and goes so quickly, because this is the only thing that people were talking about for a week. Then it just went away, and now it's back.
I will say, I tried watching the Ryan Murphy Menendez scripted series. Did not find it very good. However, the Menendez brothers documentary on Netflix, that was very eye-opening, and I think gives you more insight as to why people are pushing so hard for their release, even though their parents were brutally taken out the way they were.
Yeah, I still feel like freeing them may be a lot, but after watching that documentary, mm-hmm. I do at least have an understanding of why some people do want to.
Exactly. And so the reason that the DA doesn't want them released is because he feels like they lied about their self-defense claims, and that, like, that's why they murdered their parents. He's like, you haven't taken responsibility for the fact that you killed them. And I, as the district attorney, feel like that you spun this story to make it look less bad. So if you can't take responsibility for the heaviness of murder, of literally taking two lives, then I don't feel good about releasing you. So we'll see what happens, because they do have they have a resentencing scheduled for March 20th. Drake is hinting at his next chapter, but he says what he has to offer might not sit well with you. I'll explain what he means by that on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.